broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defies a subpoena from Democratic lawmakers in the impeachment probe. President Trump, who directed him not to appear, telling reporters,
"I'd love to have Mick go up, frankly. I think it'd do great. I'd love to have him go up. I'd love to have almost every person go up when they know me."
Adding he doesn't want to give credibility to a corrupt witch hunt.
Several former and current Trump administration officials have defied subpoenas, claiming they're immune from compelled testimony. Democrats say the no-shows are evidence of obstruction.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president also weighing in on a possible Democratic presidential contender, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Little Michael will fail. He'll spend a lot of money.
President Trump on his way to a rally in Georgia, and former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck named interim Chicago Police Superintendent. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North winds at 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine, then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chances of some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. Here's an update to a breaking news story. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early this morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Some political news now. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won the seat back in 2017. He released that video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first Attorney General. And those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
One morning in June, some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. But freedom, I have none. I've been looking for freedom.
Welcome back, folks. Coming back into a little David Hasselhoff.
I never knew he sang a song.
Oh my, you don't know about Hasselhoff's musical career?
No. I really don't, because, you know.
He's very popular in that part of, like, I think he sang on the Berlin Wall.
Really?
Like, sang this song.
That's cool.
Yeah, as you pointed out, 30 years tomorrow, right, is the fall of the Berlin Wall. Yeah, and Hasselhoff was a part of that. He's strangely popular in that part of the world as a musical artist, as a singer.
Now, you're going to play that part from the Reagan speech or not. I can't remember. It was an interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, Peter Robinson is the guy. He was a speechwriter for Reagan who wrote that speech. And he was on with Ben Shapiro this past Sunday. Great show. Shapiro's Everyday Show is all right. I like Ben Shapiro a lot. I'm not an Orthodox Jew by any means, but I really like Ben Shapiro. I'm working through his book right now, The Right Side of History.
Well, a little programming note. Mm. If you're a Mark Levin fan, his show has been moved to 8 o'clock on Sunday night, which would be 7 o'clock our time.
Right.
So if you're a fan, please note that this weekend he's going to be moving to 7 o'clock, and everybody seems to be real excited about that.
I like Levin.
I really do like Mark Levin.
He's so funny when he gets worked up.
Oh, yeah.
He's very entertaining. But Ben Shapiro has a show on Sundays called Sunday Special.
Okay.
And he'll interview all sorts of types of people, from Sam Harris, the known neurologist and public atheist or whatever on the left, but he talked to Andrew Yang recently. He's talked to Dana Perino and all sorts of folks, luminaries, intellectuals, whatnot. And this past Sunday, he had Peter Robinson. He's a former speechwriter for Reagan. He's now the host of programs like Uncommon Knowledge with the Hoover Institute. And this is just a snippet of that interview talking about the tear down this wall line.
Your sort of most famous resume points that you wrote down the tear down this wall speech.
That's right.
At the Berlin Wall for President Reagan. So how exactly did you come up with that phraseology? How did that speech come about?
Oh, well, there's a story there. 1987, spring of 1987, Berlin is celebrating some 800th anniversary. Gorbachev is going to visit, the Queen of England is going to visit, and the West German government, remember, was West Germany and East Germany in those days. The West German government asked President Reagan to make a visit. I got assigned the speech and flew to Berlin this would be 6 weeks or so before the president was to speak there, to do some research. I went to the wall, I went to the place where the president was going to be delivering the speech. It's all gone now, but the wall was there, the Reichstag, which was still pocked with shell marks from the bombing at the final battle of Berlin. And behind me was West Berlin, modern city, color, life, movement, recent model cars. And then you look over the wall, and there was almost no motion. Guards marching back and forth. It was as though the color had been leached out of it. Everything was gray, brown. The buildings even looked dilapidated. So there was this was a place where you could feel the weight of history. Communism there, capitalism here. This was the place where the Soviet advance stopped at the end of the Second World War. This was the place where the Americans and the British had taken over. So at that moment, I was a young speechwriter in trouble, because what could I write that would equal what you felt there, the felt weight of history? Several other stops in Berlin, including one to the ranking American diplomat who was full of ideas about what Ronald Reagan should not say. West Berlin is surrounded by East Germany. The people who live here are very sensitive to the nuance and subtlety involved necessary for East-West relations. Don't have Ronald Reagan sound like an anti-communist cowboy. And by the way, don't have him make a big deal about the wall. They've all gotten used to it. And that evening, wow. I went to a dinner party. West Berliners, whom I had not met, but we had mutual friends back in Washington. And so they put together a sort of a buffet for me, 15 or so people, different walks of life, a professor, a couple of students, and my host and hostess were lovely retired people. He had worked at the World Bank in Washington and retired back to West Berlin. And I asked the question, I said, I've been told by the American diplomat that you've all gotten used to the wall by now. And there was a silence. Mm. And I thought, I've made just the gaffe that the diplomat doesn't want Ronald Reagan to make. But then one man raised his arm and pointed and said, my sister lives just a few kilometers in that direction, but I haven't seen her in more than 20 years.
Wow.
How do you think we feel about that wall? And they went around the room. They'd stopped talking about it. They had not stopped caring about it. They had not stopped hating it. And each person told, one man talked about walking to work each morning. And each morning he would walk under a guard tower where there was an East German soldier with a rifle over his shoulder who would peer down at him with binoculars. And the man said, we share the same history, we speak the same language, but one of us is a zookeeper and the other is an animal, and I have never been able to decide which was which. And then our hostess, a lovely woman called Ingeborg Els, who just died a couple of years ago, she must have been younger than I am now. She was perhaps in her early 50s. She was a very gracious woman. She'd been charming throughout the dinner party, but now she became angry. And she said, if this man Gorbachev, she smacked her, made a ball of one fist and smacked it into the palm of her other hand. If this man Gorbachev is serious with this glasnost, this perestroika, he can prove it by coming here and getting rid of that wall. And that went into my notebook, because the moment she said that, I knew that if Ronald Reagan had been there in my place, he would have responded to that remark, the simplicity, the dignity, and the power of that remark. So the answer, that's a long way around to get to the answer to your question, but if the question is, where did that phrase come from? The answer is, it started with a German woman who lived behind the wall herself.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, that is a really cool story.
Yeah, folks, occasionally some of these shows Shapiro puts on Sundays are amazing, and that is what a story from Peter Robinson there, the speechwriter for that famous Tear Down This Wall speech. And I know Dan worked that event, actually, I believe.
As an advance guy for Reagan, yeah.
Hopefully we'll talk about it more later today on the Dan Moore Show. But this is...
Well, you remember the crowd reaction to that comment?
Yeah.
Maybe we could play that at some point today.
Yeah, I could find that.
I remember it. I was like, wow. That was... And I remember I was in Austin interviewing for a job. And during this time that Reagan made that comment.
You know, it's amazing. We take for granted technology. Like right now, we can go and look at history just immediately. Here is Reagan.
Now the Soviets themselves may, in a limited way, be coming to understand the importance of freedom. We hear much from Moscow about a new policy of reform and openness. Some political prisoners have been released. Certain foreign news broadcasts are no longer being jammed. Some economic enterprises have been permitted to operate with greater freedom from state control. Are these the beginnings of profound changes in the Soviet state, or are they token gestures intended to raise false hopes in the West or to strengthen the Soviet system without changing it? We welcome change and openness, for we believe that freedom and security go together, that the advance of human liberty can only strengthen the cause of world peace. There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Wow. Brandenburg Gate. I'm standing in front of it.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Wow.
It gives me chills.
Yeah, and it's moments like that where it's very rare that in the moment you know this is history. And I think they all did. And for the wall to come down soon after, 2 years later, history. Now, it wasn't the end of history like some speculated. Life has moved on, but it's amazing the parallels, say, between North Korea and South Korea to the East and West Germans, where South Korea is this booming, capitalistic, flourishing society, and North Korea is decimated. And hopefully Trump can have that moment, not because, oh, it'll make Trump look so good, because it would just be great for people. I mean, just like that German woman said, or that German man said, my sister lives right 20 miles that way. There are Koreans like that today. There are people who live in the South who have family members in the North, and they haven't talked to each other in decades.
It's amazing that the world, that's still going on.
It really is. Really is amazing. And now for the way we talk about Russia, and I would love to have, as I mentioned to you off air, Jack, Mary Hampton back on to talk about.
She's coming in, I don't think next week, but the week after. She's going to come on.
Wonderful. Because I'd like to bring us up to speed about Russia and who they are, their interests, how they see the West, how they see themselves. Because I feel like, you know, these very important issues get lost in the partisan sort of bumper sticker back and forth. It's an unfortunate reality. That's where politics is today. As we heard earlier on the program here. But we can be informed about these issues, and who knows? History can be made out of all the nonsense and churning of the 24/7 news cycle. Well, look at there, Jack, something we haven't brought up yet today. The folks over at Outnumbered are talking about Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, they're probably just salivating over it.
Of all places, I was just like, what is with Alabama lately? Just making national news left and right. It's because Bloomberg looked to file in Alabama's primary.
And he had to do so by today.
Right. So, he filed paperwork for Alabama's Democratic primary. 6% of Dem voters would definitely vote for Bloomberg. 32% never vote for him. Wow.
Yeah. Well, if I'm, and I have to say this, and I don't actually consider, even though the media said, what a diverse field of candidates, to me it's not the field of dreams, it's a field of nightmares, because if any of those people win, right. Lord help us. But it's kind of unfair to them. They've been out on the trail for a year busting their chops, trying to get recognized in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. Those are the first three contests. And all of a sudden, this arrogant former mayor of New York, who's a billionaire in his own right, decides he doesn't think the field is good enough for any of them to win that he throws his hat in the ring. That's it's pretty interesting.
Right, and that's a low number. They also, Fox News did a poll where they said if blank were entered into this race, would you vote for him? And it actually came up 6% of Dem voters would definitely vote for Bloomberg. 32% of them said never vote for him. If Hillary Clinton got in the race, the number was like 35% would definitely vote for her, 30% would never vote for her. If Michelle Obama got in the race, 50% of Democratic voters said, I'll definitely vote for her. Only 8% said, I'll never vote for her. Talk about the love for the former first lady in terms of the Democratic circles. So we'll see. I don't. What this is a sign of, Jack, it's not just Bloomberg being full of hubris, which I think you hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
It's also a lot of the establishment Democrats, the folks who would back somebody like a Hillary Clinton or are currently backing Joe Biden, but now doing it while like going, oh no.
His fundraising numbers have dwindled.
Right.
And 37% of his donors, I think I heard last night, have maxed out.
Right.
So he doesn't have a big universe to tap money from. And I bet some of the big hitters went to Bloomberg and said, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie are kooks. Kamala Harris and Buttigieg don't stand a chance. You have your own money, and we really need you to run because Joe Biden can't do it. And he's slipping. And once this Ukrainian stuff comes out, he's dead meat. And I think that's why Bloomberg's considering it. And it probably pissed Hillary off.
Yes.
Because she wants to be drafted. She desperately is looking for relevance and for people to pat her on the back. So, Hillary, you're the only one who can save this party. And she's just licking her chops over people fawning over her right now. But I say bring her ass on. Bring her on.
Well, we got to hit another break here, folks. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Going out to the voice of a generation, David Hasselhoff. Who isn't looking for freedom?
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and Jack, look at who we have on the phone.
I see. I knew it was going to happen.
Kim Williams.
You bet. You know, I couldn't go three day weekend without speaking to my favorite gentleman.
How you doing?
How you doing this morning? Hey, gentlemen, you know this? Veterans Day's on Monday.
We do know. Are we going to be here, Joey?
I think we will be here.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, we'll be live.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Alabama Home Mortgage will be closed and observant.
Well, you can't find a mortgage money lender anywhere in the country on Monday anyway.
Well, you might be right about that, but actually you can find us because we put our cell phone right on our, on our website, on our emails, everything. I'm always available. But in observance of our veterans, we will be closed on Monday. But we appreciate our veterans and those who are still currently serving. Tuesday, we'll be back in the office and ready to serve you. Our veterans deserve the very best. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage pride ourselves in providing the very best VA mortgage loan rate. If you do not have a VA home loan through Alabama Home Mortgage, then you are paying too much. We're standing guard and ready to serve you. Give us a call at 567-4223. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Have a safe weekend.
Hey, Roll Tide, Kim.
Roll Tide, roll.
Yeah, did you hear Laura Ingraham last night? She had a guest on, and at the end of the show, he said, "Go Tigers," and she said, "Roll Tide."
No, I didn't.
Laura Ingraham is a huge Alabama fan.
Oh, she really is, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't blame her.
I hear she's going to be at the game tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
Are you going to be there?
No, with this leg,
yeah, I hear you.
I avoid the masses.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm with you there. And I don't know another option like to get you on up there real quick. You know, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Now, if someone had a suite and said, "Hey, Jack, come on up and sit in our suite,"
right.
Well, then I might consider it.
That's right. Well, you should have said this maybe about a month ago, and you probably would have found yourself there tomorrow.
Well, that's all right.
You know, hitting the digits and going up to the third or fourth floor, what have you, and rolling out to that suite where you belong. But, yeah, Roll Tide, roll. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kim, and thanks for being a sponsor of this show and for what you do for veterans and getting them into a home and a good mortgage.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're becoming a little skittish around crowds now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I can't stand for a long time. I mean, I can, but after a while, I really need to sit down. So,
sure.
You know, walking is not a problem because I'm moving.
Well, do you think they'd allow you to have, like, a golf cart or something?
Well, but they have an elevator that you can take if you... But the suites have an elevator, too. You go in a separate entrance, and but there's a line to get to the elevator.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
That stadium's really pretty damn big.
Yeah, it is. I've been there once. I've been
since
inside.
Since it's 102,000.
Yeah, I've been inside once.
Yeah.
Alabama was killing Vanderbilt. I can't remember what year
that was.
Oh,
yeah, that's inhumane.
But, yeah, I have to say, it's a nice stadium. It's amazing how much money is going into these stadiums. The last time I went to Auburn, I don't even recognize the place. I graduated in 2011.
Yeah.
And the changes to Auburn are just remarkable.
Well, if you want a really electric, I mean, I'm not saying Tuscaloosa and Auburn are not electric atmospheres, because they are, but, and I've been to Tiger Stadium, and it's pretty crazy, especially a night game, but the Texas A&M Stadium Memorial
College Station
College Station, I was there. It held like 85,000, and that was in 2013. Now it's, I think, the largest in the SEC, like 105,000. It is electric. It is, and
no, there's something about it.
And I had to. I was wearing a medical boot at the time, and I walked, and it was 97 degrees at kickoff, and I walked, and I walked, and I walked, and I walked. And then I get to the stadium, and luckily I got on an elevator and I went up because we were sitting in the upper deck. And I get to the upper deck and I look at my ticket. I'm on row 29. I was like, oh, my God, I got to go 29 more steps. I mean, I was in the nosebleed section, but it was a really a great atmosphere. SEC Games are like none else.
Don't take for granted what we have, folks. I mean, especially as an Auburn fan, when you see the eagle fly and circle
that
the crowd.
That is very impressive.
It's amazing. Yeah, have you heard of a guy named Stephen Fry? He's a Brit, kind of did sketch comedy for a while with Hugh Laurie. He's been in all sorts of movies as an actor. I'm sure you'd recognize Stephen Fry if you heard of him, Jack.
Yeah.
He did a documentary years back where he traveled across America. And he saw different parts of America. On the show he did about the South, he ends his episode going to a game at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Really?
And they do a flyover that day with some fighter jets, and the whole crowd's going. Stephen Fry is so overwhelmed. This Brit, used to big, soccer games across the pond, all that stuff. He's so overwhelmed with the pageantry and how intense everybody is and how together and friendly it is at the same time. He starts crying.
Oh.
He said, there's nothing like this in the world. Nothing like this in the world. To see, this is just a small college in Auburn, Alabama.
That eagle is so cool. Yeah. I have to say, not an Auburn fan, but they do some things right. And tomorrow, you know how the game ball is being delivered to the stadium?
Oh.
Special forces are parachuting into the stadium.
That's
going to be really awesome, y'all.
That's very cool.
And the game is on CBS at 2:30. Make sure, if you're not listening to Blue Water, that you are watching that game because it's going to be very special.
Oh, and then also, I'm pumped because I'm going to be watching that game. A new episode of My Hero Academia is coming out. And then the first big pay-per-view since they've been on TV for AEW All Elite Wrestling is tomorrow night.
Are you excited about that?
I actually am. They're, in my humble opinion, whooping WWE's butt. This is a new wrestling promotion, and it's meant for people more my age, late 20s, early 30s, who remember the wars with WCW and all that. I love it. It's so much fun.
Was there a professional wrestler named Cornbread?
I don't know. Not a well-known
A physical therapist at Encompass, where I was incarcerated for a couple of weeks, who's a former professional wrestler.
Okay. I'd love to talk to him. I love that stuff.
His name's Martin. He's really cool.
It's a crazy, crazy
business. He's incredibly intimidating, but he really is. I mean, he's a great guy.
Right.
But anyway.
It's my guilty pleasure. I like to listen to interviews with Peter Robinson and speechwriters and academics and thought leaders. But really, I like to watch a football game. I like to watch a wrestling pay-per-view. I like the circus.
Will there be any drinking during that football game in your household?
I actually don't drink. I might have a beer or two, but I don't drink that much these days.
I know what you mean. Sad.
We got to hit another break.
My liver appreciates it, however.
Indeed. More news and views after this. Wait, Jack, have you heard we played some View yesterday, The View?
With Donald Trump Jr.?
Yeah, we played Tulsi yesterday. Have you heard the Don Jr. one?
I heard it last night. You ought to play it.
Let's play that and have some fun to close out this Friday. More news and views after this.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North wind to 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine, then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chances some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through, and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Where did this song come from?
AC/DC? Out of the Mind of Bon Scott, Malcolm Young, and Angus Young?
You're trying to flex your intellectual muscle.
Yeah, but that you know about my knowledge of AC/DC.
People know who these people are, yeah. Your in-depth knowledge of musicians.
What an intellectual that young man is. Talking
he knows
about
everybody in the band.
All that pretentious Australian drinking music.
I'll tell you who would be impressed would be Mary from Bookies. She would be very impressed that you know all these people that are in these crazy-ass bands that make your ears hurt. Hold on while I light up a Marlboro. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So we have queued up here, folks, the Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr., on with his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle's his girlfriend now, on The View.
Well, I heard they were dating.
Yeah, they're on there and together they as
just,
a couple.
I mean, I don't know why he went on there, because I'm sure he didn't think it was going to be a very...
Well, to pick a fight. It's good TV.
Oh, it's great TV. Why don't you hear it?
Yeah, let's just start this thing out. We'll do a little Mystery Science Theater here.
There's a lot to say, so let's go. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get...
Is. All his fans are in the front.
Tickets out of about 150, so we figured we got to stack the deck a little bit, right?
Well, you guys are here. We're going to get to Trigger the Book in a moment and your relationship, but you did something that triggered a lot of people yesterday, including myself, by releasing the name of the whistleblower whose complaint has now led to impeachment hearings. The whole point of releasing a name is to intimidate someone, to threaten someone.
No, it's not.
And to scare other people from coming out. That's something that dictators do. I've lived in China. I've seen that firsthand. That's not what America does. That's not who we do. We stand by our people. Why did you want to release the
name? Listen, Abby, I think... That's a fair question. You know, I think the reality of the answer is the whistleblower's name was on a little website called The Drudge Report a couple days ago. It was in Real Clear Politics. I literally quote tweeted an article that had the guy's name in the title of the article. So that
Eric Charmella.
Yeah, but I wish the outrage would be equal. I mean, there was no outrage when, you know, my family got an exploding letter of, you know, with white powder substance in it. You know, they're protecting a guy, you know, in the CIA, and there's great outrage. But when your family gets something, it's there. And that's a big part of the book, which is, it's not a level playing field in terms of outrage. We live in an outrage culture.
He has to be anonymous. Your family did not. There's a difference.
But it was literally millions of people, and for days he's been out there in the media.
So
what's the difference between me tweeting about it?
It's different when the president's son does it, though, isn't it?
Oh, why? I mean, I'm a private citizen putting this out there. If everyone in this room could have read this, I don't see any difference whatsoever. The reality is, it seems to me, and again, my point of view on this, it seems to me that everyone is outraged that his name is out there, because now people are saying, okay, he's tied to Joe Biden while Joe Biden was working in the White House. He has ties to Brennan, who's been leading the cabal on Trump. Let's be honest about what it is.
But just to be clear, that's not why I'm outraged. Because I care about diplomacy in this country. I care about how we protect the people when they see a wrongdoing, that they go through the proper political channels, and they are protected for doing that. So you can say that whatever outlet released it.
Let's not kid ourselves.
The name has been out there for 5 days. But that doesn't make it right. But nevertheless,
ABC. ABC is right now chasing down a whistleblower about all of the Epstein stuff because those stories were killed. So if we're going to have the conversation about the outrage about whistleblowers, you work with CBS to oust a whistleblower.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there because it's getting a little...
Whoopi Goldberg looks like a wig from...
Yeah, I don't know what the hell
from
she's
early
wearing.
United States.
Yeah, it does look like George Washington.
Actually, I was telling you off air, of all of the ladies on the View, of course, Abby Huntsman's the one who was talking the most there. Megan McCain.
She's kin to John Huntsman, daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or John Huntsman Jr., and her grandfather's the original Huntsman. Yeah. Yes. John Huntsman, as you know. But Whoopi, you know, I disagree with Whoopi Goldberg on certainly a lot of things. But I think I could have a good conversation and enjoy talking to Whoopi Goldberg. I enjoy Behar. She's the one who dinged that bell in the middle of Don Jr. speaking. It's just this pearl clutching. You can't reveal a whistleblower.
Well, and here's the part about it that's so hypocritical. These people do not want to protect the ABC News reporter who unearthed all this stuff about
Epstein.
She gets fired from ABC because she's going to do an expose on Epstein. She gets a job at CBS.
Mm-hmm.
ABC finds out about
the leak.
And they fire her when they collude with ABC.
Right.
So they're certainly not interested in protecting that whistleblower, but they're interested in protecting this other whistleblower who, and the only reason they want to protect him is because of what his past employment has been.
Well, and it's also, this guy is Eric Charamella. This guy is tied to all sorts of things. This guy gets out and gets cross-examined. Oh, my Lord, we're going to find out so many things about the Democratic Party and about the deep state, about the administrative state, the intelligence community in particular. And this is so bizarre. I mean, it's almost like they are pulling off their own mask by protecting this guy. Like, we know what his name is, Eric Charamella. Seems pretty certain that's who the guy is. That's the whistleblower.
Right.
And for the media in general, the big legacy media is the way I would put it, or the Democrat captured media is another way to put it, for them to say, well, there's no evidence of this unless we do it. It's not like other networks or other outlets have put this out. So it's this weird game of chicken of the president and the Trump administration, and a lot of people, even on Fox and the Republican side of the aisle, are wanting ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN to say it first, because you need to say it first.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us who this guy is. Hey, do you remember, though, by the way, that everybody wanted to hear from the whistleblower? Everybody wanted to hear from the guy. And then all of a sudden, something happened. What happened? Oh, yeah, we found out that Adam Schiff's staff met with the guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. And then they started to float a second whistleblower. But then we're not even hearing about the second whistleblower. It's because this guy is crucial. And it's very weird. It's always struck me as weird that as soon as the whistleblower comes out, the accusation becomes, you're going to get this guy killed. It's like, whoa, that came out of nowhere.
I know, really.
I hope he doesn't end up like Jeffrey Epstein. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. No. And I want to hear the story Eric Charamella has to tell. And I wish all these folks would actually want the truth instead of playing this weird game of, oh my God, we have to protect the whistleblower. Give me a break. Give me a break. Let's hit a quick break, come back to Papa B, last break of News and Views on the last hour of the last show of the week. Well, it's been a good week, it's been a good show, it's been a good hour. Be right back, folks.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments of News and Views. This is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. They sponsored the first hour, but I want to tell you about them again.
Tell us.
As you were saying, Jack, Dan Black goes a long ways back when it comes to providing great video services. I mean, he's worked with all the networks before. He knows what he's doing when it comes to video production. One of the best things they do over there at Dan Black Studios, you can call them at 279-6036, is that they take those old analog memories and they bring them into the digital future. So whether it's old VHS tapes or Betamax. Or even old film, reel to reel. Jack, don't put the plastic bag over your head. We're in the middle of a live spot. Like, please. Please, Dan Black is too important for you to try to suffocate yourself in this moment.
No, I was only moving this black bag out of the way. He wanted to make a big deal about it.
But anyway, Dan Black Studios can give you, if you're a News and Views listener, 50% off if you
call
them
today.
That's
a lot of money. I mean, that's a big saving.
It's a great idea for a Christmas gift, folks. Surprise that relative, that father, that grandfather, mother or grandmother with some preserved family memories. When it comes to old birthdays or sporting events and whatnot. It's a gift that doesn't cost that much that will go a long way. It means a lot. Also, Dan Black Studios offers business services from website design to video editing, training videos, and even television commercial production. So when you're thinking of video services or saving those old analog memories and bringing them into the digital future, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Let's very quickly go to Papa B.
I'll be as quick as possible. How y'all doing?
Fine. How you doing?
You know, I'm glad y'all watched The View for us because I can't do it, man.
We didn't watch it.
We just found that clip.
We found that clip.
Oh, okay.
I can't suffer through that crap.
Oh, my word. I don't even know what to compare it to. Just, the red face, snot flying, veins popping out of their neck and forehead, host there. It's just an outrage. And Donald Trump Jr., I mean, he kind of put the kibosh on him, which was good to see.
Well, that's 2 days in a row they've had their ass handed to him because the day before, what's her name?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi, I couldn't think of her first name. Tulsi Gabbard got on there and gave him hell. And they were all up there apologizing for Hillary Clinton. I mean, they're just, they may as well, instead of call it the V, just call it the left.
You know, I tell you, it doesn't stop, though, you know, the duplicity of that whole group with just what you were talking about. Every time you turn around, they have two double standards, one for themselves and one for everybody else. You think about, you know, the lieutenant governor of Virginia and the governor of Virginia. Well, you know, the lieutenant governor, he would, you know, not pass the Me Too movement if he was a Republican. The governor was in blackface, unpardonable sin, you know, to the left. Oh, wait a minute. Except if it's their own, you know, they just nothing. Do they even see their own double standard, do you think?
No, yeah, of course they do, but they don't care.
So they see it, but they don't care.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. And they get righteously indignant when you say, now, wait a minute, you don't want to protect this ABC whistleblower who wanted to report on Epstein, but you do want to protect the whistleblower who blew the whistle on Donald Trump, which really was no whistle to blow because he didn't see anything. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, and, well, you know what? I think anybody that pays attention to what's going on is really seeing what's happening, and, you know, not just on places like The View, but otherwise they should understand, everybody should understand, it's all about politics and power with the left. It's not anything to do with the, you know, any actual facts or truth. But anyway, guys, thanks for letting me get on for a couple of minutes.
Okay. Right, thanks. I just got a text that says Tua looks good to go.
Okay.
And this is the guy that has a lot of ties in Tuscaloosa and very well connected. So
very cool. Very
hopefully
cool.
That'll be the case.
We don't have much time left, yeah. But let's try to get Flower Child in.
Flower Child, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. I hope we have some good games this weekend.
I think we will.
Have you heard the name that Eric Charamella's code name is actually Charlie?
Yes. I've heard rumor of this, Flower Child, yes.
Well, Dan Bongino had a segment on him, and it's also an article in Gateway Pundit today about Charlie. Charlie is the CI, confidential informant, that Stroke and Page were talking about putting in the White House and getting information.
Right.
So that's really?
This is why they don't want him revealed.
Huh?
This is why they don't want him revealed. It has nothing to do with the guy ended up dead.
Yeah. I mean, you know. But anyway, so here we have... I tell you what, I feel sorry for our country. If the Democrat Intelligence Department can't keep stuff like that straight, they're not protecting our country.
Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is the only thing that stands in the way of nonviolent tyranny. Because this is treachery without the death, although there have been some people killed. But, I mean, what the Democrats are trying to do is